This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
So I got an idea. What we were just talking about off the air, Todd.
Yes, sir.
How about if we use the listeners as travel agents, and then if it can be done, they'll tell me. Otherwise, I'll just keep doing the show. Does that sound good?
Well, there you go.
What I just told Todd is, long story, and hi, everybody. How are you? What's on your mind? Live from New York City. We're actually coming to you from our home base when we're in New York City with the What's on Your Mind tours. This is the Homewood Suites, not far from Times Square. And we've had a fabulous trip. It's just been absolutely wonderful. And, you know, they always are. Mostly because the people are just wonderful to be with. These, you know, it's funny, I was talking to my wife. I said, isn't it funny, but like day two, you kind of lose that North Dakota, I don't really know you, so I'm not going to say too many words. And then you become family. You know, by like, you know, at day three, everybody's joshing and laughing and, you know, having a grand time. And, you know, there's always a couple of characters you're giving a bad time to. It's just a lot of fun. So we're having a lot of fun in New York City. But last night I got a call, and it's from the White House that we have just one seat to the reception for the media with the White House, with the president at the White House tomorrow. And if you get me your Social Security information, date of birth, and that, all that stuff, I'm going to try and secure the spot for you. So, okay, all right, we'll figure it out. If it happens, great. Get the information in, and they say, yep, you're in. Okay, so I reply with, okay, what time do I need to be there? Now, I've been to these White House media receptions before. They're generally, you know, one at 6:30, another at 8:30, and you know, it's kind of a fun little thing. You're checking all the Christmas decorations, the Marine Orchestra's playing, and the President and First Lady are there, and it's cool, it's fun. And I went all 8 years of the Bush administration. I didn't get an invite. I didn't get an invite through the Obama administration. I haven't quite figured that out. New White House, and I have an invite. Literally, a few seconds before we went on the air today, I found out, oh, the reception is at 2. So I'm in New York City. It's a little after 10 here. I would need to be at the White House by 2. You know, they like you through security, in the security line list at 1:30. Todd, that is how long from right now? Would you do some quick math for me? That would be
true. Less than an hour and a half, or three and a half, rather. About 3 hours, 20 minutes.
Yeah. So this event starts in, yeah.
So, you got to get hustling.
So, here's the deal. We got a radio show to do. And logistically, I'm not sure how, take a train, take a shuttle. I mean, people here often take the train to D.C. because it's less rigmarole. You know, you go to the middle of the city, you hop on a train, and you're on your way, rather than, you know, 30,
you need to 40... make this happen, because yesterday at one point I had mistakenly said you're in D.C., and I quickly caught myself. But then that would actually be a little foreshadowing to something I didn't even know was going to happen.
I'm not sure.
Scott, this is once in a lifetime for most people.
I understand that, but I'm not even... I don't know how I'd do it. I don't even know how I'd do it. Literally, I mean, I'm in jeans and I got my suit up in the room, but I mean, I got to go get ready. I got to, you know, then get on a train. Unless I had Donald Trump's helicopter, I don't think I'm getting there. I don't think it's possible. I would literally have to set these headphones down now, you know, go get dressed and just get to a train, just get there as fast as I can. So I would literally like, okay, Todd, here's the keys. You take the show. I'm out of here. Or just, you know, enjoy the ride and say next year. What would you do? You can tell me, folks. 800-228-0550. I think Todd's voting.
Well, here's the thing. The software we use for these connections, you can put it on a phone and still do the show.
Yeah,
get yourself going.
Yeah, I could do that.
It's a little multitasking. It's a little mentally draining, but it could be done.
I generally find when I
miss you, you've been gone for a week.
When I multitask, I find that I, you know, don't do either thing well. I sort of multi-fumble.
Well, I don't do anything well, so I just learn to live with it and figure it out.
Ask a question of the guest, you know, tie your shoes. Ask a question of the guest, comb your hair.
I'm tying my shoe now as we're talking. That's funny.
Ask a question of the guest, talk to a caller, head for the train. Yeah.
Dexter says go.
Is that right? Yeah. You could text Todd, 701-226-8503. You can text me, 701-367-2054. Yeah. I'm very conflicted right now. But that's what the audience is for, aren't they, Todd? They're our family. The What's On Your Mind family. They're here. We have a great show lined up, too, for you, by the way. And I want you to mark this on your calendar Monday. Eric says you better go. All right, Eric. Appreciate that.
I mean, how many times in your life is this going to happen?
I don't know. I have been blessed.
Not many.
I've been blessed to have been there before, right? So I think. The goes are coming in like crazy. Now, again, for just to inform your vote on go or don't go, as Todd said, everything's going to have to go perfect. 3-hour train ride, roughly, to get there, right? I mean, and or fly, if I can figure out a shuttle here. And pack all this stuff up, get dressed. You know, there's a lot of moving parts to this deal. That's all I'm saying. Just informing your vote. So you tell us. You could call us, by the way, at 800-228-0550. Let me tell you about the show. When I started to tell you about Monday. So Monday, do you know who Diamond and Silk are, Todd?
I do not.
Diamond and Silk are this internet sensation. These two women that during the entire presidential campaign would sort of analyze the news. And they're very much in favor of the president. They are hilarious. These ladies are fabulous. Go to Facebook, watch their videos, Diamond and Silk, and get ready for them to join us on Monday's program. So that'll be great fun. And then, of course, we'll have a good recap of the trip here, too. Hogan Gidley going to join us in a couple of minutes from the White House. I'll ask Hogan what I should do. I'll ask him how late the party goes. How about that? And then he can help us decide. I'll make the decision when Hogan comes on the program. Right there. Okay? Because, I mean, the 10 minutes at this point, I know I'm getting texts saying you're burning clock. You're burning daylight. You got to go.
I was going to say, you're wasting time here. But whatever.
I'm sorry, folks. I just found out right before. And I literally am sitting here saying, okay, is this stupid? Should I just not go? Should I not try and you know, do the O.J. Simpson from New York to Washington, D.C.? Anybody know somebody with a helicopter in New York? I think that's, you know, usually the solutions come out, Todd, when we find our fine audience. So, anyway, Hogan Gidley in a couple of minutes. Top of next hour, the president of the National Taxpayers Union. Any questions you have on this tax reform package? Want to get you the details on that. We also have Steve Moore on the show today. And Steve is, of course, of Wall Street Journal, Club for Growth, Heritage Foundation fame, longtime smart economist in the Art Laffer, Larry Kudlow supply side world, just a smart guy. You see him a lot on CNN, Fox Business. Steve has been talking to the senators that are wavering. So he is literally in these negotiations trying to say, here's what this is going to do. Here's what you need to know on this growth. So we'll have him bring us inside of that today on the program as well. And so all that coming up on What's On Your Mind. So looking forward to that. Senator Hovind also, by the way, on Monday, they did delay the vote in the Senate now, so it's going to be a little while there as well. So quit talking and go, says one texter. You ain't left yet? What is the deal? Why aren't you already on your way to D.C.? Well, again, I found out this, a few minutes before I put on the headphones what time it was. I am a first-time texter. You need to go to Washington. We as listeners would be privileged to have you represent us. Go for us. Thank you, Angela from Bismarck. That's very sweet of you. Look, I take it as a privilege. I'm not blowing it off at all. It's just a logistics thing. I'm just, the logistics of getting there, I don't know that I can do it. I'm gonna
check. Folks, if you want to help Scott out, text us how he can get this done. Don't just say go.
Yeah.
Because that's the problem. It's really more of a how do you do it versus do you do it at this point, right?
Right.
Am I right? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Another texter says, Congress working on middle-class tax cut. Promise big talk, more excuses, more talk. Delay it for another year beyond the next election. And by the way, go. Put the pressure to get the tax cuts down. I don't know that that's put any pressure on Trump or anybody in the White House other than maybe some of the media, because I think most of the folks there get that this is a big deal and that, you know, we ought to do it. The White House is pushing for it, but I hear you. Okay, John has a suggestion for me on whether to stay or go. John and Bismarck, go ahead. Are you there, John?
Hey, John already went.
You think John went to the White House for me?
He's going in your place. Well, yeah. I mean, you already let the cat out of the bag. You've got the invite. Now John's run off and done it.
Yeah, Manny is.
You snooze, you lose.
Is John up?
Hear me?
No, I
can't. There we go.
Yeah. Hey, John, go ahead.
Hey, there we go. I just wanted to say, what do you think?
I didn't hear what you said. One more time. Got to try?
If you don't try, you're going to regret it.
Exactly.
So just go, and even if I'm at the gates going, let me in. I at least tried. Okay, John, you guys are wonderful.
Well, don't be one of those guys at the gates rattling the gate or something. I mean, don't do that.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Carson Wentz. Football season is here, and whether you're watching or playing, it's time to relax and recharge in your very own hot spring hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. My Hot Spring Grandy hot tub is the ultimate wellness machine. If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you.
Take it from the NDSU alum and NFL star, Carson Wentz.
I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Don't be fooled by imitators. Get the Ace saltwater system from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
Soaking in my Hot Spring Grandy relaxes me, helps me feel better, and gets me ready for my next game.
Look what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables have done for Carson Wentz's career. Now it's your turn. Hurry. Fargo, Bismarck. Grand Fortune, Minot, too.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Located in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you. That's right. We have gratitude for you, our fine listeners, and our fine sponsors, including our good friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Do you think about that when you flip on the switch? Do you think, what if it wasn't there? When you open up your utility bill, do you think, what if this was double, triple? Clean, affordable coal clean, beautiful coal is affordable. It's reliable. Without it, very different world in which we live, especially in places like North, South Dakota, Minnesota, where it's a little on the chilly side every now and then. Find out more and join the team at SecureEnergyFuture.org. Okay, I have a concierge on this mission. I think short of a helicopter from the fleet of the president, I'm not sure I'm going to make it down there. But I just want to let you know, I have somebody that does this for a living. Is this possible? Can I get from where I am at in Washington, in New York City right now, to Washington, D.C. in time to be let into the White House at 1:30 this afternoon? Because I want to see not only the president and his address to the media, but also his fine Deputy Press Secretary, Hogan Gidley, who joins us now on our newsmaker line. Hogan, how are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm great. How are you guys?
Wonderful. Hogan, by the way, is a deputy for Sarah Sanders Huckabee, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, I guess. And he and I got to know each other back when he was working for Rick Santorum, when Rick Santorum was a presidential candidate. Been thrilled to see you there and getting all settled. How is it? You like it?
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. It's funny. I actually worked for Mike Huckabee when he was governor. So I've known Sarah since he was a teenager. We've been friends for a very long time. And obviously you and I got to meet under the Rick Santorum campaign, and it coming here has just been a whirlwind, but it is absolutely amazing. When you're asked to serve your country, you have to do it, and I am just blessed beyond measure to be here today and be talking to you guys. I do have to make one note, if I may. I did pull out the green and gold last night. I had to cheer on the Bisons. I was a big fan because I went to Ole Miss, okay, and Mississippi State was. Yeah, that's our big rival. So you guys were playing them last night in basketball, and I was like, wait a minute, I got to go to North Dakota tomorrow on a show there. I got to cheer on the Bisons here because I can't have Mississippi State winning basketball games. Y'all came up a little short, but just know that you had one extra fan last night.
That's beautiful.
Washington.
That's very big of you. That's fantastic. We love that. Yes, you said ulterior motives, but you still have the green and gold on. I see.
Absolutely. It's the old saying, I support Ole Miss and anybody who plays Mississippi State. So I had to be on the Bison team last night.
All right, before we talk tax reform, I found out this morning that I had a spot at the media reception with you and all the media folks today in D.C., which excites me. The only problem is I also found out it's at 2 o'clock, and I was just about to do a radio show. So how late does that party go? How late does that party go?
I think it's a couple of hours.
Right.
I haven't talked to the Secret Service, but I doubt we can extend it just for you. But I'm happy to go ask.
We spent the last segment asking the audience, should I go or should I just say, hey, maybe next year? And they're all like, you got to go. You got to represent us.
Go.
You
got to
be there. Yeah. And in all seriousness, there is a large reservoir of love, and I use that word intentionally, love and support for this president, for the first lady, for the administration, for the work that's being done to drain the swamp. I mean, you're talking to folks in the heartland of America, in Minnesota, North and South Dakota, and Eastern Montana, that they know a swamp when they see one, and so there's a lot of support. Do you guys feel that in the middle of the heat of politics in Washington, D.C.?
Absolutely. I mean, look, it's so great because, you know, this president from the get-go has been taking his message directly to the American people, and obviously the rarefied air here in Washington, D.C., they just don't understand a lot of times what's going on out in the real world. They don't understand the real struggles of working families out there. They're so wrapped up in this bubble here. I mean, they call D.C. a bubble for a reason. Not many people get out of the bubble. Not many people are comfortable outside that bubble. But there are so many folks across America who have showed support and love for this president, a man who completely understands the hardships and struggles of the everyman, the everywoman across this nation. That's what he's been trying to, and that's who he comes to work for every day to prop up and support and work for those folks across this country. And for so long, they've been forgotten. I mean, we've seen 30 years in this country with stagnant wages. Obviously, the tax code, which we're going to be talking about here in a little bit, hadn't been touched for 30 years, and it's been punishing productivity. And that's what we're working to change. And it's just so exciting to be on the inside of this, actually trying to work and help people, because that's what this is all about. It's about helping people, helping their lives change for the better. And that's what President Trump has been about.
For me, the most frustrating part of this whole debate is the lack of recognition that past tax cuts have grown the economy, which rises all boats, right? So better wages grow, the economy grows, people build things, do things, reinvest. It's a good thing. But, you know, it's sort of typical Washington, D.C., but no recognition whatsoever from some Republicans even and a host of Democrats about what a reduction in tax rates can do to grow the economy. Is that top on your list, or do you have a different frustration?
No, that's one of the tops. I mean, look, tax revenues, people always say, well, if you cut taxes, the revenues go down, which is completely false. I mean, under Ronald Reagan, one of the, you know, the Republican icons, passed tax cuts, tax revenues doubled because you broaden the base. You know, the rising tide does lift all boats, as you just said, but I mean, you're talking about doubling a standard deduction for a family. So the first $24,000 of their income is not taxable at all. Is just, you know, focusing this tax cut on the middle class is something that this president was adamant about from the get-go. He wanted several things. There were several priorities. I mean, obviously, the Senate and the House are tinkering around the edges, around the margins, but he wanted three specific things. I mean, he wanted a tax code that was simpler, that was easy to understand. You could fill out on a postcard so families didn't have to spend hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars getting their taxes done every year. He also wanted the corporate rate to come down. We're obviously one of the highest tax countries in the civilized world at 35%. He wanted to bring that down to 20 so we could be competitive in this world because, you know, as you know, Scott, you've been talking about this for years, jobs are leaving our shores. He wants to bring those back so that companies will invest in this country, and they will when that rate gets competitive. And then also he wanted to make sure that, you know, that middle America – received a tax cut. And that is exactly what both the House and the Senate bill does. And we're really excited about, you know, the way this is moving, the momentum behind this, the dishonesty on the front end for the Democrats. Their typical mantra is it's only a tax cut for the rich. It doesn't help the middle class. And then sure enough, even the Washington Post, which is no conservative publication by any stretch of the imagination, who rates things on a Pinocchio scale, gave that charge by the Democrats for Pinocchios. Because it's just not true. This is designed to give tax relief to hardworking Americans in the middle of this in middle income brackets, and that's exactly what it does. And we could not be more thrilled that the momentum is picking up, the speed is picking up, and we're really optimistic about where this thing goes.
Only a few seconds left. When do you anticipate the drama ends and we know we've got this passed and headed to the president?
That's a great question. I mean, only time will tell, to use a trite phrase, but I mean, the House and the Senate have been working really hard on these things. It's clear that they understand that Americans need a tax cut. The president's been supportive of the process. He's constantly talking to folks on Capitol Hill, the office holders that represent you guys and all your listening areas, trying to make sure they're on board.
Appreciate it. Hogan, good to catch up with you. All the best. Take care.
Absolutely. See you soon. Take care.
All right. You bet.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Okay, I've made a decision. One out of just reality, and the other out of respect for the tour that we have going. Somebody sent a note here. It's a good note. And it was, how many opportunities do you get to go to the White House? Question mark. But then again, people on your tour paid to have you as part of it. And they did. My wife is along, you know, and actually our son Alex came out on Wednesday, decided to take a few days in, and like any good senior in college, he's like, hey, I'll just sleep on the pullout in the hotel room and not have, you know, right, Todd, didn't you do that? Hey, mom and dad are going to be there. And then our daughter, you know, goes to college, just a 2-hour train ride from here, so she's going to come down tonight. So, you're right. These folks did do that, and all of them, you should know, we told them about this last night. We're like, oh my gosh, go, 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 you got to go. Just like all the texts and calls did today, and I do appreciate it. There'll be other opportunities, and you know, I do always remember when I'm at an event like that, that it's not Scott Hennin that's there, that really it's the collective way of thinking, really, the character, the people of the makeup, the listenership in our part of the world. So I'm always doing my best to represent you as well. So I do take that seriously, and I do like those opportunities so that, you know, I'm able to advance what I hear from you is important to you. But they'll be next year. As I said, we were lucky enough to go all 8 years in the Bush White House, and they'll do it another time, and you know, they felt really bad that they just assumed I was in D.C. and that, you know, it didn't matter what time it was and all of that. So that's how the swamp works, you know. They just assume everybody's in D.C. for crying out loud. But anyway, they knew we were in New York with the group. They didn't know, and I guess they got it mixed up. But anyway, so no worries, no more drama, no more travel plans, Todd. We could just do the show. Just do the show we were planning to do, right? We're here. We're going. We're doing. We're brought to you by PetroServe USA. It's a brand new month. What does that mean? All kinds of new specials at PetroServe USA. But since we're in the month of Christmas, I would think long and hard about stocking stuffers. Maybe some bison gear. A huge selection of bison gear. Are we going back to Frisco? See? Perfect, perfect, perfect. Anyway, love it.
PetroServe USA. A little Christmas shopping, or if you're hungry, 4 for $4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, all day, every day. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. What's the matter?
Reminds me of my ex. Ask for advice, then do the exact opposite.
Well, no, I was asking you for advice. Or you're saying the exact opposite of...
Right. Everybody's telling you to go, and now you're not going to go. Now you've got extremely good reasons to not go. And fundamentally, of course, you'd go. It's more logistically that you just can't pull it off, right?
Here's the thing. Yeah, exactly. I mean, in other words, if I thought there was a fighting chance that I'd get there in time, and everything would have to be go right, but if I do this, I'll get there, or even just a little bit late, I'll talk my way in, whatever. Right. I would go. It's just I'm a 3.5 hour train ride away, and I need to be in line at the White House in 3.5 hours, and I'm in Midtown Manhattan. The event's 3.5. I'm in Midtown Manhattan. So if I, you know, in my suit, my White House best, I'm in the cab. I still got an hour to an airport for an hour flight, and then, you know, half hour into D.C. It just is logistically not possible. But I do appreciate all the sentiment, because I felt the same way. I felt I just got to go. I got to just do this. But was it meant to be? And now I get to be with our group the entire time. And as I mentioned, a little family time as well. So life is good. Life is good. All right, 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, National Taxpayer Union, I guess, at the top of the hour, and Steve Moore at the bottom of the next hour, so we're going to know everything you need to know about the tax plan and the policy and where it's at. One texter says, for your tax expert, stories about graduate students working for $12,000 to $18,000 tuition, and how will it now be counted as taxable income? This and their small salary wouldn't be enough to have them pay any taxes under the current system. Why is media running stories on how they will have to pay taxes they can't afford under the new tax plan? Won't they still earn too little when the new higher proposed deduction kicks in? By too little, I mean have to pay federal taxes. I hate it that 47-some% don't pay federal income tax. I have watched with great interest these stories, and they're ginned up a lot of times by some activists on campus. And by the way, some of this going on at UND, for crying out loud. And I personally don't think the administration's done enough to put out some facts on it, but, you know, walking around on eggshells like it's going to happen. Look, if I give you tuition, that's income. Why wouldn't it be considered income? Now, I understand you're doing some work for it. You pay taxes on it. So the idea that we did something that was a little, you know, I don't know, goofy before, and now if we don't continue to do it, the sky's falling. You're not going to get much sympathy out of me, but I'll ask the expert for sure. Welcome other calls here on this or any topic, by the way. I want to ask about I can tell you a little bit about our New York trip here a little bit, too. We're having a great time. Jeff in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Say a couple of things here. A great fanfare made of the high corporate tax rate. What is the effective rate? The rate you guys quote is before deducting a lot of things, as I understand it. And if you compare the effective rate to those overseas, we're way less than some, about average with the rest. Correct?
I don't think that is correct. No, I think, again, I'll ask Steve Moore this question. He's going to be on. He'd do a better job of explaining it than me. When they are, and this isn't a perfect science, but when they're comparing other countries, they're saying, okay, you know, everything you pay and your bottom line is blank, right? Everything you pay, all your income, everything else, and your bottom line is blank. In this country versus this country, they're comparing apples to apples when they're talking about the taxation of these companies.
Well, I never heard the effective rate, and the other thing is, you said things only improve when there's a tax cut. Well, G.W. Bush had to raise taxes in the late 80s, early 90s. He could see the problems, and he did. And he really got overhauled for it. But guess who benefited? When the money came in, things turned out, and the Clintons benefited from all that, and they didn't do the heavy lifting. Bush got penalized, and it wasn't right, and that's just a fact. Correct?
Well, I think what you're talking about, no, I wouldn't put that on Bush. What Bush did, the reason Bush lost, 41, is that he made a campaign pledge to say, read my lips, no new taxes. And then he cut a deal, because this is how it works. Ronald Reagan did the same thing. You know, can I finish answering my question?
Yeah.
Okay. So what it was your question, actually, I'm answering. So, he said, read my lips, no new taxes. He cuts the deal with Democrats and he raises taxes. Now, yeah, I mean, you could say they're Bush's tax increases, but essentially it was, you know, he, to get a deal done, had to go along with some tax increase at 41. If you think the tax increases that George Herbert Walker Bush agreed to was the reason the economy boomed in the 90s, you're sadly mistaken. Tax increases don't make the economy boom. Tax increases bring a little more revenue to the Treasury, you're right. There's no doubt about that. That's how Democrats look at it always. Tax more, more revenue. And what do they do with the revenue, Jeff? What do they do with it?
They spent it.
Thank you. Well, that doesn't help any economy.
What do they spend it on? Defense? Infrastructure? Isn't that what we're talking about now?
Well, no. I mean, there was some of that because, of course, he had to do that. Now, again, guess what? Guess what Clinton did? Cut on the military. Cut on the military. So then, it's part of after 9/11 why we had to spend so much to rebuild the military, to get us in a position to defend ourselves. So Democrats raise taxes, spend more, cut the military. Republicans cut taxes, get the economy going, so they have more to invest in things like the military that matter, but also get the economy going.
All right. Well, then one last point. Dow Jones record highs. Record income on corporate, I mean, good earnings, everything's great, yet they still don't pay their employees any more than they did before. We'll do it as soon as we get this tax cut. Show me first. Then I'll go along. But they're not showing me when they have the money.
Well, the people you're talking about, I'm never going to advocate for. You know, and I think the folks that make up a lion's share of the Dow Jones doing as well as it does, they're fine. They're fine with a tax cut. They're fine without a tax cut. They just are who they are. That isn't what this is about. This is about doubling the child tax credit. This is about middle income earners that are getting a lift that they haven't previously gotten. And you know, some of those dollars come back. Some of those corporations will invest more. They spend more. But you know, big companies. I don't think this is about, oh, let's take care of the big companies. And a lot of them are belly aching because all their little deduction here, deduction there, and. Some of those things are going away. So, to me, this isn't about them.
You're misinformed, but I will agree to disagree.
I can disagree with people. I don't say you're misinformed. But nice chat with you, Jeff. I guess we will disagree. We will agree to disagree because you are of the opinion, stated quite clearly by you, that tax increases are a good thing. I will never, ever be of that way of thinking because all tax increases do is allow government to spend more money. And, that's how the swamp works. They love it. Tax you, then tell you what they're going to spend money on. Right? Another texter says, is tuition income when you have to pay it back? Is tuition income when you have to pay it back? I'm trying to translate that question here. I mean, the tuition given to somebody right now is exempted as income. That's how the law exists now. What's in the current tax bill says, well, that's income, so you need to be taxed on it. So, yeah, I guess it's considered income, so you're paying it as part of your income. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. The Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing how individuals can prepare themselves for an active shooter scenario.
You need to be prepared, and it starts with knowing what run, hide, fight means. The Department of Homeland Security wants your first thought to be, to get away or to get out of the line of fire. Step two is if you can't get away and get out of the line of fire immediately, then hide in a secure location where you are protected from that fire. And then step three is fight. And that means that if somehow, some way, the shooter gets access to where you are, then you need to be prepared to fight the shooter. And that's a personal decision that each human being faced in that situation will have to make.
Get the training you need to prepare yourself for an active shooter. Visit www.ndsc.org for a list of courses near you. That's ndsc.org.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Tell me about how you're going to get pain-free. Get rid of that pain in your knees there, fella.
Well, Stem Cell Health Institute is having seminars in regenerative medicine. They asked me, hey, do you have any pain like in your knees? Yeah, just a little bit. If you're anywhere near Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson, they're doing these seminars. 1-888-973-1560. I'm actually playing phone tag with the doctor, as we speak here. We're going to get me set up, so I'll let you know how it goes. StemCellTherapyForPain.com, StemCellTherapyForPain.com, or 1-888-973-1560, and start living life once again.
800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. We're in New York City, wrapping up a six-day tour of the greatest city on earth. I love New York City, especially at Christmas time. It's just so special. Last night, the Rockettes, for instance, at Radio City Music Hall. If you've if you've thought about it, maybe do I want to do it? Do I not? Go do it. I mean, I'm telling you, you've got to come to Washington. You've got to come to D.C. rather. Jeez, New York City at Christmas time sometime and just soak it all in, because there's just so much everywhere you look. And, you know, you look in the windows at Macy's, and you look at Saks Fifth Avenue and the little light show they have out front, and the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Plaza and the Rockettes, and just everywhere you look, it's really neat. What I really love about the Rockettes, I mean, they have a live nativity scene. They have a beautiful scene with the three kings and the Christmas story, and it's not secular at all. It is all about the true reason for the season, and of course Santa's in it a bunch. But you know, Rockettes are phenomenal. They just are really, really good. So anyway, it's a great time, and have done a lot. You heard us talking about this trip, so you know how much we did. We just don't stop. Morning, noon, and night. Go, 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 go. Eat great. Final day today. And the crew right now is in Times Square doing a little shopping. Then they'll be lunching. After the show, we're going to head over and lunch at Tavern on the Green in Central Park. Great spot. Remember the movie Arthur, Todd? I love that movie, Arthur.
Oh, yeah. Been a while, but yeah.
Through the park, he says from the back of the limo. That's, you know, right? Driving by Central Park. Love that show. So many classic shows that have been filmed at Tavern on the Green. It's pretty cool. After the lunch, the group is, some are going to the Museum of Modern Art, some are going to the Museum of Natural History, which is awesome. There's a holiday market in Central Park that's cool, and the Central Park Zoo is where I'm going. I love it. Tonight, dinner at Ellen's Stardust Diner. That's where the waiters and waitresses perform while they're serving you food. So it's kind of an upstart place, you know, if you're looking to break into the business. You're a waiter, right? But in this case, they get to sing and dance and do everything for the group as well. So it's kind of fun. And then the last big event is tonight's Broadway show, Beautiful, the Carol King musical. It's her whole story. The music is just, I guess, unbelievable, but the whole true story of Carol King's rise to stardom. So that'll be our final day, and then we head out tomorrow morning. As I mentioned earlier, our son Alex is here, and our daughter Hannah came down. She just actually texted me that she hopped on the train and is heading down and being at Grand Central Station about 12:45. So a little Christmas reunion of sorts. Just Haley back home holding down the fort. And a texter here says, Scott, glad you didn't go to the D.C. swamp. Family is more important. Always. Always, always, always. Yeah. And they were kind of encouraging me to go, too, obviously. But or I would not have broken off. But you're right. Everything happens for a reason. My favorite line. Everything happens for a reason. Question for that caller, Jeff from Jamestown, says a listener, texted this in. Who is he referring to as they? Has he ever owned a business? Sounds to me like he's had a public sector job his entire life. Yeah, I think what he was saying, they, he was talking about some of the, you know, the Wall Street bigger companies. I don't know, but I did detect a lack of sort of real-world experience from Jeff, not to be critical of somebody that differs. John says, why don't they ever talk about slashing government and getting rid of the fat so the money these tax cuts bring in can pay off a bunch of our debt even faster? And we have better roads and bridges and other infrastructure. That's never been part of the equation on this tax cut. All they worried about is adding to the debt. I did see a story yesterday, and I'll ask our guest coming up here about that, because I got that from a few folks. But it did reference the fact that this tax cut was going to force some spending cuts in areas. And, of course, it was being written from the perspective of how horrible and awful that is, right? Oh, yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible, awful. It's just fine by me. But and I don't remember the mechanism or why or how. I actually didn't get through the whole article. But it basically said the people quoted were amazed that all the cuts that were going to be necessary wasn't prompting more opposition to the tax reform bill, because this was going to be a result of it. So I think there's some in there. I don't know how in the mechanism they do it. I'll ask our guest, okay? Steve Moore, who has advised the president on this. He has been, like, under the hood from the get-go crafting this plan. And then every time somebody demands a change, trying to, you know, make it work and how does it fit. He also has been talking directly with Jeff Flake, Ron Johnson, two senators, one from Arizona, one from Wisconsin, that have been saying, no, I'm a no vote on the Republican side. So he'll give us an update, and then the National Taxpayers Union when we come back, too. So wanted to get you the very latest. And if you have any other questions on any of this, text them in 701-367-2054 or call us 800-228-0550. Live from New York City, it's What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Remember when Democrats knew cutting taxes creates jobs? They should listen to President Kennedy, who in 1962 said this.
We can take the proper action in the proper time. This can be the most important step we could take to prevent another recession. That is the right time to make tax cuts, both for your family budget and the national budget, resulting from a permanent basic reform and reduction in our rate structure. A creative tax cut, creating more jobs and income, and eventually more revenue. Every dollar released from taxation that is spent or invested will help create a new job and a new salary. And these new jobs and new salaries can create other jobs and other salaries.
Did the Democrats in Congress today really like writing welfare checks more than creating paychecks? Doesn't Heidi Heitkamp understand a JFK Trump tax cut will create jobs in North Dakota? Paid for by the Committee to Unleash Prosperity and Freedom Works Foundation, Washington, D.C.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.